بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فمن بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, a friend of mine, not a Muslim friend, a Hindu friend of mine, who's very sick and tired of all that is going on in the world, and I'm sure we all agree with him in that. He wrote to me and he said, why religion at all? Why do you need religion? Why not do away with religion? Because these people, they tend to blame religion, they tend to blame God. In their case, I mean, it's not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically, but they think religion is the cause of the problem. Why religion at all? So I decided to answer him, and I did that, and I want to share those thoughts with you, because I'm sure this kind of a question gets asked to a lot of us. I'm not the only one who is asked this question. I think I'm sure a lot of you also have people who ask you this question. So inshallah, I hope that what I have to say to you will be useful for you to answer them, and of course even more useful for us to reflect on what we have and to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. I made 10 points of this. The first of it, I said, why religion? And I said to him that I can talk to you from the perspective of Islam because I'm a Muslim. So I'm not going to take it as a general statement of why religion. I'm saying why Islam. I said, first and foremost, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is real. Allah is not a mythological figure. This is something very important to talk about and mention, because in every other religion there is a concept of God. So it is it's not that it's almost like saying that God is something that people created. Na'udhu billah. It is like saying that so they worship what they have created, and they have created either it's a concept and so on and so forth, or in some cases, the concept is now translated also into idols. This is what a lot of our, many Hindu friends tell us, that we don't actually worship the stone which is there in front of us. We are worshipping the God that the stone represents. So you ask them, well, who is this God? Well, that God is the concept, is the mythological figure who they are worshipping. So it's a question of, instead of acknowledging the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator and a sustainer and maintainer. Here in this case, it's the opposite, where God is something that the human being created. So I said that why religion, why Islam? Because Allah is real. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a mythological figure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a theory. Is not a figment of my imagination. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is real. Huwa al-hayyul qayyum. He exists. He is established, he lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said about himself that huwa al-hayyu alladhi la yamut, he is the one who is alive and for whom there is no death. Wal insu wal jinnu yamutun, and the jinn and the human beings, they are the ones who will die. So why Allah? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my creator, he is my khaliq, he is my owner, he is my malik. He is my provider, he is my raziq, and he is the one whose orders I follow, and so he is the hakim. And then, very importantly, why Allah? Because when I die, then my return is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer for how I lived my life and be rewarded, or I ask Allah for protection from his punishment. My brothers and sisters, it is very, very important for us to keep this thing in mind and to reflect on it. So I am going to, these reminders are not going to be long because they require reflection. So I want you to, I remind myself anew, let us reflect on this. And what are we reflecting on? One, that Allah is real. So ask yourself, how real is Allah to you? How real is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you? Is Allah also to you? May Allah protect us from ourselves. Is Allah also to you a theory, a thought, a good idea, or how is it? or is Allah real, as in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists and I feel His presence in my life. When I stand before Him, I'm not standing before something or somebody I don't understand. I know who Allah is. Is this a case? Is this the case? And if that is not the case, then what is my plan to change that? Because Allah is real. Whether I accept it or not, whether I feel it or not, whether Allah is real to me or not, in my experience, Allah is definitely real. Alhamdulillah. So what is my way of dealing with that? How am I going to, I won't say make Allah real, because Allah is real. I'm saying make Allah real to myself. In my own perception, how do I bring the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into my perception? And in order to do that, as I said, Khaliq wa Malik wa Hakim wa Raziq, to reflect on these four attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are with us every minute of our being, every second of our being, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my creator. So look in the mirror, for example, and tell yourself, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me whatever I have, all my faculties and everything else. The other day I was in New London, at Connecticut College, and opposite Connecticut College, they have this beautiful arboretum, which is basically it's a museum of trees, if you like to call it. It's a living museum. So there is a man-made forest with a beautiful lake in the middle of that, and I was able to get a very nice photograph of the trees reflected in the water with the sky in the back. So it looked out, it was one of those pictures, if you turn it the other way around, it still looks the same, very beautiful. So I was there, and there was some Native American poetess, a lady poet, whose poetry was written on the on some signs there. And this sign was quite a distance away, and I was able to read it quite clearly. My wife was very impressed. She said, "Oh, you can read it." I said, "Yeah, I can read it with my glasses. If I take my glasses off, then it's just a blur to me. I can't even see the words, the letters." And then she said, and I said almost the same time, we said, "No, alhamdulillah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the glasses and enabled us to see through the glasses, and we still see the same." So obviously there was a time when I was younger, when I didn't have glasses, when I could see and read that thing quite clearly without any problem. But today I need the glasses, but so what? Alhamdulillah, there is a tool that Allah has given, which we also are able to use. We have access to them, we are able to afford them, we are able to use them. So the key thing is to focus on what we have, the benefits, and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for them. It's our choice. You know, we have the choice of focusing on whatever we like to focus on. So I can focus on the fact that, oh, but you know, today I can't see the way I used to see with my glasses, and I can't do this and I can't do that. Or I can say that I can do all of those things, except that today I have to maybe in some cases use a tool, in some cases use something else, in some cases be a bit more careful. But alhamdulillah, as far as my life is concerned, as far as my what I like to do is concerned, as far as going anywhere, enjoying things, nothing stops me. Alhamdulillah, I'm able to do all of those things, and I'm able to enjoy them. In many cases, I enjoy them much more than I used to enjoy them, even in the past. Because as you grow older, you become more conscious of things, you become more conscious of what you have, you become more conscious of the fact that you are still able to use those things. And then, of course, the benefit of being thankful is that you enjoy the blessing even more. And this is the la in shakartum la azidannakum. The azidannakum is wallahu alam, of course, is something that the pleasure of it gets enhanced in our use of it itself. So it's not only it's not as if to say you get more of it. You might even get more, Allah might give you more, but the pleasure of the thing itself is enhanced much more because of the fact that you appreciate it. We ask Allah to make us among His thankful slaves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to feel His presence in our lives and be comforted by it and be sustained by it and to be encouraged by it. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.